The father of Surrey's Tory Dunn held a protest outside BC Supreme Court in New Westminster on Friday, March 21. Tory, 30, was found with life-threatening injuries in her home in Port Kells on June 16, 2024. She later died in hospital. "We're out here today because Adam Mann is in court today and we're advocating for change to the justice system in Canada and this province. How stuff like this happens to our community and continually and nothing's done about it," said Aaron Dunn. Adam Mann was charged with second-degree murder on June 28, 2024 connected to Tory's death. He is currently in court on three unrelated charges, not including the murder. None of these charges have been proven in court, and a publication ban currently covers the details of these charges. Aaron, alongside a dozen supporters, held "Justice for Tory" signs on the courthouse steps advocating for changes to the justice system for repeat violent offenders. Tory was matey and Aaron is hoping next time he is in town that Indigenous organizations such as Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women's Society will show up in support. Dai Sun, an advocate for Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter, joined Aaron outside the courthouse to remember Tory and demand change. "We're pushing for a better system to prevent men who are known to be dangerous to women, not to harm women," Sun said. "I think that there should be a better system to monitor and supervise the men, because right now, they're given the conditions and only when they breach are they reported." Aaron added that Mann was in jail for 12 years. "He's a repeat offender, continually set back on the streets in our communities to harm our women and in my case, murdered my daughter. Changes to the justice system are still needed. Bill C-48 was put forward and I understand it all, but it needs to be amended. I understand everybody has a past, why people are where they are in life and whatever, but that can't be a sweeping thing for all people," Aaron said. "Repeat violent offenders need to be dealt with differently than a homeless person," say. The federal bill came into effect January 4, 2024 and aims to address serious, repeat violent offenders related to firearms, knives, bear spray and other weapons, as well as addressing risks posed by intimate partner violence. The bill expands the use of reverse onus provisions for certain offenders. It means that instead of a Crown prosecutor having to prove in court why an accused person should stay behind bars until their trial, the person who has been charged has to show why they should be released. The provision was expanded to include more firearms and weapons offenses, and more circumstances in which the alleged crime involves intimate partner violence. "Tory was a fine person living her best life," Aaron said. "She was the owner of a local landscaping business, Dunright Landscaping. She was a warm-hearted person who was loved by all." The family also created a Facebook group, Justice for Tory Dunn, where people can be updated and share their journey. "In seeking justice for Tory," reads the group description.